Hello and welcome to episode 40 of Mike's Camera Action.
Shit, 40?
Yeah, dude, we've been doing this for nearly a year.
Fuck.
And in the lead up to the Avengers Infinity War.
We've skipped a few weeks, so it could be almost a year.
Almost. We haven't skipped a full 10 weeks, though.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm not saying that, but like probably about mid-May.
I think we started in maybe mid-May or early June, I think.
Oh, cool.
So we're getting there. But in the lead up this month to Avengers Endgame, Infinity War, that came out a year ago.
Yeah, no, we're a bit behind the times.
Yeah, we're super fucking slow on this. It's just a massive backlog. We're going to be looking at some superhero movies in the lead up. So yeah, that'll be fun.
We're not actually watching any of the other Marvel movies.
None of them. None of them even mildly connected to Marvel in any way.
No.
Not even the Marvel comics. So we're not looking at the X-Men stuff yet. No offense.
No, I like X-Men. I just want them to be good.
Yeah, that's
they're just consistently average.
Fair. There's some good ones. But anyway, we're not here to talk about X-Men.
I liked X-Men Origins Wolverine.
You're a freak.
It was just enjoyable. It wasn't good, but it was enjoyable.
That story would have been told in X-Men 2, though. Anyway, this week, we're looking at a completely different universe. We're looking at the DC's one, Shazam.
I really
like Shazam.
Yeah.
This one's really good.
Yeah, no, Shazam was surprising. I don't know what I expected going into Shazam, because I'd seen a trailer or two.
Yeah.
And nothing had sort of prepared me. Like, looking back, I didn't know who the villain was.
Yep.
I didn't know anything about the plot, just that it was the Captain Marvel, Shazam origin story.
Yeah.
He is Captain Marvel. Leave me alone.
Yeah, he's the original Captain Marvel.
Yeah, and that was about it. And I walked out, I'm like, happened.
I've been watching the trailers as have been coming out for this movie, thinking like, yeah, this will be fun. I just want to see what it's about. And honestly, the trailers gave nothing away.
No,
they were brilliant. They got me excited for the movie. Like it looked good, and they gave me enough of it. But they didn't reveal anything about the villain. I knew it was Mark Strong because there's just like a couple of shots in the latest trailer of him just like punching Shazam into a car.
I didn't see those ones.
Okay. Yeah, the last one was just like him, basically the shot when he shows up and like meets Shazam and then just throws him into a car.
Yeah.
Like to go, hey, you're a bad guy. And he's like, yeah, whoopsh, that shot. That was it.
Yeah.
There was nothing about the Seven Deadly Sins. There was nothing about the Marvel family.
Yeah, but to be fair, if they'd shown the Marvel family, I would have been very disappointed.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that was a shock to me. I wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah, I was reading, as I was watching the thing, I was trying to remember trying to put my brain together and see what I remembered about Shazam.
Yeah.
And I was like, hang on. As like towards the end, as the Marvel family, like they all started getting together, I was like, aren't there more kids?
I didn't know anything about that.
So I remember, because I've watched the Flashpoint animated film. I've never read the comics, but I've read like a lot of the other things.
Yeah.
And so in the Flashpoint animated film, and I think in the movie, in the alternate universe, Shazam isn't one person.
Yeah.
Shazam is those kids. They all yell Shazam, and then they turn into Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Together.
Yeah, so it's a whole bunch of kids, but one superhero type thing.
Yeah. It's like a Captain Planet. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Captain Planet situation.
Yeah, where they all form into. I don't know.
You Voltron the children together.
Yeah, you Voltron the children together, and you get because one of them possesses the wisdom of Solomon, strength of Hercules.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Whatever the others are, if I remember. Courage of endurance of Atlas, power of Zeus, courage of Achilles, and speed of Mercury.
Yep.
Shazam.
Say my name.
What is it?
Shazam.
this movie was really funny. It had a lot of heart, honestly.
Yeah. Zachary Levi, I think, was perfect to play this.
Honestly, I think it's because he's not even playing a character. He's a 14-year-old inside. That's just it.
He's just a 14-year-old that they gave, basically, the Marvel diet into a partial muscle suit.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was the thing that got me the most. Out of all the films and all the characters, Shazam and the rest of the Marvel family look the most comic bookish.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, there's even right at the end of the movie, they've got Superman comes in for that neck down shot. There's just this moment where you've got Shazam there in in his costume, and then you have Superman, and it's night and day how different they look.
Yeah,
like Shazam looks like he was ripped out of the comic book.
Yeah, Shazam is all bright, the glowing yellow lightning. I love.
It's a great look. Like just that panel, like that. Basically, what I assume to be like an LED panel that they stick onto the front of the costume.
Yeah,
great look.
Yeah, it works so well. And
yeah.
And I love the scene where like the where Freddy's touching it and it's just like sticking to him.
Yeah.
Perfect. Mm. I do have one major issue with this film.
Major issue. Okay.
Yeah, it's minor to major. It's sort of in between.
Moderate issue.
Yeah, a moderate issue leading towards major. Is that there's this bit in the film that just drags for too long.
Okay.
Where he's learning what powers he has.
Oh, that like so massive montage in the middle where it's just like, do you have fire resistance?
Yeah,
like,
no, the montage was fine, but then it keeps going.
Yep.
And then it keeps going.
Okay.
And then like it culminates in this drama between Freddy and Billy, and I get that. But at the same time, I feel like you could have cut a fair chunk of it and still gotten the same result. Because the Freddy and Billy conflict doesn't develop there.
Yeah, but I think it's good to establish that part of it. Like there is that it takes a while to get to that conflict.
Yeah,
like it builds up in that scene and then is resolved later towards the end.
Yeah, but I also just feel like you could have just
cut
it down a bit, made it a bit more succinct. I actively checked my watch. I was bored.
Oh shoot!
I got sick of it. I was like, all right, we get it. He doesn't know what powers he has. This is.
Okay.
Zachary Levi getting hurt. Zachary Levi falling, doing something cool, falling, getting hurt, like being set on fire.
Yeah. Okay. Because I thought it was pretty fun, but I've always wanted to see like a superhero movie. I've wanted to see this kind of thing for a while of just a superhero being like, okay, now how do work? Like that's something I've wanted to see is like the actual origin of the superhero being like, how does anything go?
Yeah, like, I liked that, and don't get me wrong, I enjoyed that. I just felt like the sequence was a bit long.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my major thing about Shazam, was that that sequence was too long.
One of my favorite parts in the movie is when he finds out he's basically bulletproof.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, he's in the middle of this this robbery, like, there's a mugging at a servo, and one of the guys just shoots him in the chest, and the bullet just stops and bounces off him, and then, he's just like, oh, shoot me again. And these two guys start just unloading at him.
Yeah,
and he's like, what if the suit's bulletproof and you're not? Shoot him in the face. Yeah, shoot me in the face.
What?
And it's like, hold on, dude, are you serious right now? And then they just unload on him. It's great.
Yeah, it's I like the idea, though. I think it was really done in the sort of adaption of, like, Billy, who's a kid who's not exactly well-adjusted.
No. Not at all.
I wonder whether or not he would have been accepted by the wizard had it not been like the absolute last resort.
You think so?
I don't know.
Cause I think there's a case to be made about like the potential for their purity of heart or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe like it's a sort of power corrupts type thing where it's like, yeah, he is pure of heart, but then you give him the powers and he becomes a dick and then he has to learn from it.
Yeah.
It could be a case of just learning from it and there's like a certain type of person they need.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, because, like, see, the issue is that, like, the kids that they test, they go, what's his name? Thad?
Yeah, Thaddeus. I've got his name here again. Thaddeus Sivana.
Yeah, Thaddeus Sivana, like Thad. He gets, like, one shot, and then it consumes him.
Yeah. He becomes obsessed.
Because he wants to know why.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand, because he was a kid when it happened, and then, like, he got blamed for a lot of things and because of it.
Yeah, he gets blamed for putting his dad in a wheelchair, which, by the way, his dad, for a man who's, like, fucking 90 in that scene, he didn't age a day since he was 40.
Yeah.
Like, it's 45 years later, that time jump, and he looks exactly the same, except he's in a wheelchair.
Yep.
He literally doesn't age. Like this 10-year-old kid becomes Mark Strong, and he looks identical. Whatever the Sivana company is doing, it's doing great.
Like, whereas Billy, I don't know whether or not, given the chance, whether or not he would have tried to take it.
Yep. Okay.
I think that's just something, you know. Admittedly, like towards the end, like it is proven that he's pure of heart, and whether or not the wizard could just tell.
I think it might be a case. I think there might be a case for that. Like it's more of a thing about. Could they eventually become the person they need? Like when it's needed, could they be the pure of heart person?
The whole thing was that the champion's chosen, but you need to stop him before he learns how to use his powers. Otherwise, we're fucked.
Yeah, they acknowledge like, yeah, listen, he's gonna fuck our shit up if he gets the chance.
He is super duper powerful.
Mm.
And so if you let him become powerful, we're gonna get fucked up.
The Seven Deadly Sins, by the way, fucking terrifying.
Oh, yeah, holy shit.
I was like, that moment when Thaddeus walks into the boardroom meeting with, like, you know, all these chairmen and his dad and
his brother,
like his elder brother, and then he just grabs his brother and tosses him out the window. That's fucking that whole scene was terrifying.
Yeah, also the bit where a man basically get his head bitten off.
So fun fact, have you seen Venom?
No.
So there were more head biting off. There were more people got their heads bitten off in this movie than in Venom, and on camera too.
Yeah.
It's fucking Venom, dude. That's his thing.
Yeah.
And this movie, which is supposedly a kids movie, got more of it.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I wouldn't say it's a kids movie though.
It's PG rating.
Yeah. I'd say it's more of a lighthearted superhero film.
Yeah.
But still.
But I'd show it to a 14-year-old.
Yeah. There were a lot of kids in the cinema when I went to see it.
Yeah. Give the kids some representation.
Yeah.
You know?
He got his, like, the dude got his head bitten off. I'm like, yeah, Marvel wouldn't let this fly.
No.
Because the whole thing about Disney and Marvel is that no one can get beheaded.
Really?
Yeah.
Straight up.
There's a whole list of things that they can't do, and beheading is one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
why. DC.
Yeah, but yeah, also like the bit towards the end in Santa's village.
Yep.
Like I didn't think about it at the time, but then it's like you see gluttony, but then you see like
he rips open like his entire torso is a mouth.
Shit.
That's fucking terrifying. You can see like his spine at the back of it. It's creepy as hell.
Yeah, like they're like demons, and it's like when I saw the statues, I'm like, man, that's pretty.
That's
pretty
some cool design.
Yeah, it's pretty. And then they're like, fuck.
Yeah. Then that scene in the boardroom. It's like, oh, fuck, they're real. They're legit. There's fucking Wrath with his giant wings and claws, and I'm terrified of him.
Yeah, who's the one with the forearms that's great?
Yep.
Great as forearms.
So. More to pocket things with.
Yeah.
Fucker.
But yeah, no, I was like, holy shit, these things are terrifying.
Yeah.
But yeah, my other favorite thing about it, though, was when at the end, when Shazam has the ball and he's like,
yeah,
what, stick me in your face? And they're like, oh shit,
guys,
like,
gotcha. You thought I was gonna put a demon ball in my eye?
Gross.
Gross.
Yeah, there was a lot of comedy in it, and I really enjoyed it, and it's well done. Zachary Levi is really good in terms of being a comedic actor.
Even I thought the kids in this movie did a great job. The kids
were like off the really chains impressed. Good
also they all got all the kids at some point helped out. Like, not just in the final fight sequence, but even, like, helping him track down his mother. Like, Pedro finds the notebook. Yeah. Eugene tracks her down. I can't remember. What was the little girl's name? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Start with a P, I think. But she managed. Her having that moment of, you guys figure it out on your own. That was so amazing. That was so adorable. Just the fact that she kept his secret so well.
Yeah, it was just like, so adorable. That's so cute. Mm. But yeah, I like the whole thing about the whole family thing. It's like, you know,
because
he's trying to find his mum because he thinks his mum lost him. But
yeah, that was really...
It was Dala. Like, sorry,
Dala. Okay. That was really fucking depressing.
Yeah.
When he actually finds her, I was like, oh, fuck, they actually did it. They went full bore. She just straight up abandoned him. That's awful.
Yeah, and then it's like, I was 17, you know, my dad kicked me out. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I did not realize it was going to go. Like, this movie had some really dark. Like, I was expecting such a lighthearted, friendly comedy.
Yeah.
And it was so much of a punch in the gut.
Yeah, it's like, I didn't know where this film was going half the time. I was like, oh, no.
I don't think I could ever predict this movie. I couldn't lock it down. Like, so many movies, you're like, oh, I know where this is going to go. I know how this, like, is going to beat the villain. I couldn't track this fucking movie. Like, I didn't know where it would go. I didn't know how it would begin. Like, they start off with Thaddeus getting into a car crash, and I'm like, I got nothing for this. I don't know where this is going to go at any point.
Like, who is this kid, Captain Marvel? I don't understand.
Yeah, is this kid going to be one of them? No, he's not. Okay, is he the villain? Yes, he's a villain. And, like, then you get the boardroom scene where I was like, I thought this was going to be fun. He's throwing people out windows. It's terrifying. There's people screaming and begging for their lives.
Yeah.
then we got thrown for a loop with the Marvel family. Yeah. It was a mix of things, and I loved every minute of it.
And then, like, at one point they mention the previous champion, who's Black Adam. And I'm like, oh, fuck, is this going to be a Black Adam going to appear?
I was
so disappointed.
That at no point during the mid-credit or post-credit scene did they throw in Black Adam.
Wait, there's a mid- and post-credit scene?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What's the post-credit scene?
So the mid-credit scene was the tease of Mr. Mind with Thaddeus in the prison cell.
I had to look that up. And, like,
that's the first time in a long time that I've seen an after-credit scene in one of these movies and just not known what it was about.
Yeah, see, I feel like that was a way too subtle. Like, admittedly, like, it sets up another villain.
Yeah. It's also a villain that's very obscure.
Yeah.
It's to the point where I had to sit there and go, who the fuck's the caterpillar?
Fuck, what are they going to throw at them next? The polka dot man?
Yes. Wait, isn't he a
Spider-Man villain?
No, he's a very obscure, I think, Batman villain who's going to be in Suicide Squad 2.
Oh, fuck off.
We talked about this before. Suicide Squad 2, which I believe is directed by James Gunn now, is going to have entirely different cast to the first one, and they're going for the most obscure, stupid villains they can.
Also known as Mr. Polka Dot.
Yep, we're talking a layer different to Calendar Man. We're talking the whole next layer of just, these are fucking stupid.
I mean,
which honestly is good because it gives you more potential to just fucking off them. Like, they weren't going to blow Deadshot's head off or Harley Quinn or the Joker.
Oh yeah, fuck off, no.
But Polka Dot Man or King Shark, fuck it. Why not?
Oh man, Polka Dot Man, look at him.
Oh my god, that's awful.
It's like he's got he can turn the polka dots into covering his costume into a variety of weapons.
That's fucking stupid.
I fucking love it.
It's
can't wait.
It's stupid, but sure.
It's like wearing the cloak of many things and you're just peeling off
that
patches.
That is exactly what it is.
Just peeling off patches.
But anyway, back to like mid-credit, post-credit scene. The post-credit scene isn't anything plot-wise. It's just like a joke.
Oh, what is it?
It's another scene where they're trying to figure out what powers Shazam has.
Yeah.
So he's holding up a fishbowl talking to a fish inside it. And then he's just like, no, I can't. Like, he's joking about like talking to this fish about like, oh, that's really cool and that kind of stuff. And then he's just like, no, I can't talk to fish. That would be stupid. And like has this tirade about how dumb of a superpower that would be. And then what was his name? The kid with the, you know, the other kid.
Freddy.
Yeah, Freddy, that's it. Sorry, I was trying to think of, like, Kenny Freddy.
Yeah.
But Freddy's just like, he's like, that would be so cool. Like, he's just like, oh, you know, what kind of stupid power is that? And then he like pulls down, like he shows his shirt and it's got the Aquaman logo on it. And he's like, oh yeah, good point. Fair enough.
Yeah, that actually, I really liked that half the kids had like Batman or Superman.
Yeah, they
occasional it, Wonder Woman or Aquaman.
It felt super real for them to be like in the toy store and have Batman and Superman merchandise all over the place.
Yeah.
That just made it seem like, because that's stuff we have, it just felt so much more real that it's like, oh shoot, like they can reference these specific superheroes, and they do because these are like massive figures in their world who are real.
Yeah, and like, I like how like at one stage they just throw the Batman. It's like, I'm Batman.
Go get him, Batman! Just tosses a fucking Batman to
They
play
throw
him.
The batarang at him.
Not only that, there was something that was that I had never thought of, but once they brought it up in the movie, I was like, holy shit, yeah, that would exist. He's got like a bullet that was shot at Superman, and that's like a serious collector's item. It's like, here's a 9mm that bounced off Superman's chest. And that came with a certificate of authenticity too.
Yeah.
And that's like a whole legit thing.
Then like when it starts doing to Shazam, he starts recording
it. He was recording it so he can make it official. Like, here's all the bullets that bounced off Shazam.
Yeah, it's like, uh-huh.
Get some certificates of authenticity out, scoop up the little bullets. Might as well. Get some
money.
Get some bank on
Philly.
It. Yeah.
I actually like that it was set in like Philadelphia.
It was set in Philadelphia, but I'm pretty sure it was shot in Quebec.
Oh, really?
At the end of the credits, it's just got like the filmed with like, because every film's shot in Canada. Like 90% of Hollywood movies are shot in Canada anyway. So I'm pretty sure it was just shot in Canada with like maybe some skyline pics from Philly.
And like the bit where they're sitting at the library and stuff.
Yeah.
That's iconic.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Like the steps from Rocky, which they even brought up. And I thought that was really cool.
Shazam filming locations. Oh, fuck it.
Mm.
It was mostly shot in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the film shot at Pinewood Toronto Studios.
That's Hollywood for you. Cheap filming.
In March, they did some stuff of, the Fort Yorkus National Historic Site and down.
Yeah.
That's still in Toronto. Fuck.
Yeah.
Did they shoot anything in fucking Philadelphia?
Maybe not. I didn't see Philly come up in the credits.
Oh, they shot some skyline and aerial shots and probably the library stuff.
Yeah.
But fuck, holy shit, there was a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Look, to be fair, I don't know what Philadelphia fucking looks like.
No, you don't.
I'm on the other side of the fucking planet.
Yeah, you would know. 90% of audiences would know.
Yeah, whereas, like, I think if it was like, this is Melbourne, I'm like, that's Sydney. That's definitely not Melbourne. You've taken two left turns but ended up right. That's not there.
Fair.
It's like in Melbourne, I'd feel like I'd pick it out, but not in Philadelphia. Like, they all look generically the same, really.
It's all American city to me.
Yeah, like, fuck. Like, do you think I know what suburban Philly looks like? Fuck.
Hell no. I can tell you what two American cities look like, and that's because of movies. That's it.
Yeah, it's like,
I can tell you New York City and LA.
Not San Fran?
Maybe San Fran. Yeah, you know what? Probably San Francisco as well. Like, yeah. Just from, like, the Golden Gate Bridge and some of the architecture there, I could probably pick out San Fran, maybe.
Where is it?
Oh, I'm just picturing The Room now, which was San Fran.
Yeah, of course. They make it very obvious that it's in San Francisco.
Yeah, let me just do this long tracking shot. Anyway, we're not here to talk about The Room.
Yet. One day we will.
I feel like we don't need to. So many people have done it before.
Yeah, true. We'll just join the club.
Jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah. But, you know, it was all really well shot, actually. It was, like, really impressed.
I thought it was
Didn't have that dumb shaking of Superman of Steel. I still hate that so much.
I'm pretty sure that effect was pretty much limited to Man of Steel.
Yeah, like, good, because it was like, bad. Look.
Yeah, they've kind of done away with that.
Admittedly, so what I've seen of the DCEU is Suicide Squad, yep. Massive regrets. Man of Steel.
Yep. Man of Steel was okay.
Including the bit where Superman just snaps a dude's neck.
Yeah, just kills General Zod.
Like, fuck.
Just brutalizes him. That's one of the things I'm not okay with in that movie. But
I was reading the explanation for it that the reason why they made Superman just straight up murder a dude was that way he would have a reason not to kill. But I'm like,
I don't know. It kind of goes against Superman to me.
Yeah, like you just and like it's not even like you know it's like the end of the fight. It just Zod not getting back up. He basically executes Zod.
Yeah.
He's like Zod's kneeling on the ground. Just turns around and snaps the man's neck.
Yeah.
Like, fuck.
I like parts of Man of Steel, but other parts just upset me.
I didn't get a chance to see Justice League or
DC
Batman
movies.
Superman.
If I were to rate all the DC movies, I'd put Shazam at the top.
Yeah.
It'd be Shazam. Probably then I'd throw in Wonder Woman and Aquaman. They're pretty close.
Yeah.
Both good. Like, I like them.
Yeah.
Maybe then Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Justice League. BV Supes and Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Suicide Squad. I've seen Suicide Squad. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Suicide Squad was probably pretty damn bad.
It's like, hey, we have all the rights to these songs. Listen to 15 seconds of them.
Yep. Listen to every fucking one of them.
That's the drinking game? Drink every time the song changes.
You die in the first montage.
Yeah, it's the point.
Yeah.
You'd have to go to the hospital to get your stomach pumped so you wouldn't get to see the end of Suicide Squad.
I love that, what's his face? Henry Cavill couldn't make it to the shooting of Shazam. Like, they couldn't put his face in at the end.
Yeah.
Probably because he's too busy slaying monsters.
Yeah, also, I'm pretty sure he's no longer playing Superman, I heard.
Really?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of, like, I know Ben Affleck's no longer playing Batman.
Yeah, that's a shame. Because Ben Affleck, I thought, was good casting for an older Batman.
I don't know whether or not he's still playing...
Because I know he's at the moment they're shooting for The Witcher, which is Netflix's new series.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, he's probably busy. But yeah, he's still playing Superman, apparently.
Sweet.
Oh, shit.
Because I think Henry Cavill's a good Superman.
Henry Cavill and I are the same height.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
6'1".
Huh.
Not
the same build, though. He's buff AF.
I fucking wish I was that build, man.
Dude, I wish I looked like him in Mission Impossible. That was amazing.
Yeah, like, fuck, if I looked like Henry Cavill, I'd just, like, go around and just flex my muscles all the time.
Shredded.
Just, like, constantly have muscle cramps because I'm constantly tensing.
That's how you keep the muscle, bro. Pain's going in, that means the good looks are coming out.
What was I about to say? Yeah, so Shazam is definitely my favorite DC live-action film.
I would say it's my favorite of all of them so far.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Yeah, I can't... Yeah, like, I liked it more than I liked Batman and, like, Batman Begins and Dark Knight and stuff.
I feel like this was a lot more fun than any of those.
Yeah. Also, yeah.
Like I just laughed. I smiled.
Dark Knight Rises and Batman Begins was a bit to me.
Yeah, that's fair.
There was a lot of they felt dark because they, like, aggressively dark.
Aggressively dark. See, this is advanced darkness.
See, no, but that's exactly what I feel like DC was trying to do for a while.
Yeah.
And I just didn't like it. I don't like it.
Fair.
Because I don't, like, the grittiness and, like, stuff of Man of Steel, they were trying to rip off in the dark. Sorry.
Yeah.
The Dark Knight does it well. I'm just not a fan of it. It's just, to me, it's a lot of Batman just going around and beating people to
I think Batman in a lot of the latest live action stuff is too angry.
Yeah. I
feel like Batman is too mean, where he's just going around punching the shit out of criminals. And
where is she?
Yeah, and I haven't seen Batman do any, like, world's greatest detective work since I was watching the animated series.
Yeah, and I liked that. That's
the animated series is my favorite adaptation of Batman.
That's the Batman I like.
Yeah.
Like the all pinnacle. The animated stuff that they pull out is, like, really good. Yeah. I really like the depiction of Batman. I remember in one of them, I can't remember which one. I think it was one of the Justice League Formation ones.
Mm.
And they're like, the Flash is like, oh, what's your superpower? Can you talk to bats? No. Can you fly? No. What is your superpower?
I'm rich.
Do you have a superpower? No. It's like, what? And the Flash is like, what the fuck?
They have that moment in Justice League, like in the movie, where it's just like, so what's your power? And then Batman's like, as he's getting into this, like, climbing spider bot thing, he's like, I'm rich.
I liked that Batman. Like, like the whole thing about Batman is that, like, he's always prepared.
Yeah.
He's got, like, so many scenarios running in his head, but, like, this one is just angry.
Yeah. And
needlessly angry.
You haven't seen Batman versus Superman, have you?
No. Is he even angrier?
So have you ever heard of do you know about The Dark Knight Returns?
Vaguely. Is that, he's retired, isn't
he? That's the post-retired Batman where it's like it's one of the bizarro ones, like the alternate timeline movie, or not movies, comic books, where Batman retires, then comes back.
Yeah.
Where Superman represents this force of law who's been inducted by the government to be like a super enforcer.
Yeah.
So Batman goes around like just vengefully murdering criminals like the Joker and Two-Face. And so then eventually Superman has to come down and like knock that shit off.
Yeah.
It's Batman vs. Superman is kind of like a weird telling of that. Without any of the establishment, and then they have to commit to their what they've done, where the Dark Knight Returns has him beat the ever loving shit out of Superman just to say that he did, and then has him suffer a heart attack, whereas Batman vs Superman has him for 5 minutes beat the ever loving shit out of Superman, and then they have to stop so that they can be friends.
I threw up a little in my mouth.
It's not very good. And there's a scene in it where he's just driving the Batmobile around murder-fucking the ever-loving shit out of criminals. Like, he's just going around. The Batmobile's armed with fully automatic, like, it's armed with Gatling guns, missile launchers, and he's straight up blowing up cars with people in them.
Batman vs. Superman?
Yeah, in Batman vs. Superman.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he's trying to get, like, a rock of kryptonite from, like, I think there might be some some criminal organization that's aligned with Lex Luthor. It's been a while since I saw the movie. But he straight up like blows up cars, drives through their wreckage, smashes some dudes into a petrol tanker,
so
I think.
Glad
it's
I haven't seen
super
that.
Fucking dark. I remember just watching that scene in the theater being like, hang on, he just killed like 20 people in 2 minutes.
Yeah, and it's not like, you know, when you're playing the Arkham Asylum games where, like, Batman knocks someone down, you know they're not getting up, but they're not killed.
Yeah, there's a great line in Injustice about that where he, like, bludgeons the fuck out of some dude, and then Damian Wayne just turns to him and says, oh, so you're not okay with killing people, but you'll hospitalize them for life, huh?
Yeah.
And that's exactly how I felt, like, even in Batman vs. Superman, there's a great scene in it, though, which is pretty much like the Arkham games, where he goes through a warehouse full of criminals just totally kicking ass.
Yeah.
And it's really well done. Like, there's great fight choreography. But you know no one in that scene is going to be, like, walking away from that scenario in the next 10 years. They're all paraplegic or dead. I'm pretty sure he stabs a guy in the heart in that. Like, some dude shanks him in the back, like, sticks a knife in his shoulder, and then he pulls it out and then sticks the guy with it in his chest. I was like, hang on. Hold up. This isn't the Batman I know. This is a little dark for me.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That is, I'm so glad I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
But now I feel like I have to.
And then Justice League doesn't really give Batman anything to do.
Yeah.
Like, they're fighting Steppenwolf, and Batman has to sit there and coordinate because he can't fight Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
He's just a guy in a bat suit.
Yeah.
Like, he has to leave Wonder Woman and Aquaman to do that shit because what's he... He literally... There's a point where I'm like, Batman has nothing to do in this movie but, like, rally... But, like, gather up children and force them to do stuff. Like, he's a babysitter in this movie. He has to sit there and, like, zip line around because if he gets punched, he'll die.
Yeah, but to be fair, like, if in the Justice... In the actual Justice League, Batman's a bit like that.
Yeah, but at least they give him stuff to do.
Yeah.
Like, once again, world's greatest detective...
Yeah, like, he's, like, one of the ones that hacking things.
Yeah,
you know.
He doesn't do any of that in that movie. He doesn't get the chance. Cyborg does the only bit of hacking or locating anything at all. So, literally, his role is to like, play mad scientist of Nick Fury and scrape people together so they can push them into the objective.
But see, like, if they'd set up Batman in order to do that, I think...
That would have been fine.
That I would have been, like, fucking dope.
Yeah, if Batman actually got a movie, that would have been great.
Yeah, like, oh, fuck.
See, I wish we had a Batflick. I wish Batflick could have had his chance to shine and got his own movie.
Because he said he was going to act and direct in his own film.
Yeah, but that fell through. Apparently, they didn't like what Ben Affleck was putting together, which I thought would have been cool. Like, they were doing Deathstroke as a villain, who was going to be played by Joe Manganiello.
Oh yeah,
which I thought was pretty cool casting. I like Joe Manganiello.
Yeah, and Deathstroke, I feel like. I've seen enough of the Joker.
Yeah, I don't need... Except we're getting Joker with
Joaquin Phoenix.
Which doesn't look terrible. I think it'll be interesting. But it's also, like, non-canon to this iteration. Which, I have a feeling, like, Jared Leto's just gonna fucking die when that movie comes out. He's gonna be like, hang on, you didn't send dead mice to your co-stars? What are you doing? That's not playing the Joker, is it?
What the fuck was Jared Leto on? Some really good crack.
If you don't die in the process of playing the Joker, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, I don't... Yeah, no, it's all very bizarre. Mm. I don't know. What's the next DCEU film? Suicide Squad 2, or...?
The next DCEU film is...
Oh, no, Wonder Woman 1989.
It would be Wonder Woman. Well, when's the Joker come out?
I don't know.
Okay, because it'd be one of those two. I think there hasn't been a trailer for Wonder Woman yet.
Oh,
has
no,
there?
I don't think there has, no.
There's been a couple of promotional pics, set photos and stuff.
Because old mate Chris Pine's in them. And
yeah, he's playing like an old man in trainers.
Yeah, but like oldish, and it's like, how old are you? Yeah, also, didn't he die?
He did die. I have two theories on that.
One, he didn't. Two, it's his son.
No. One, it's a hallucination type thing. Like it's 1984, and like Wonder Woman, Diana Prince is seeing him around.
Yeah.
Or he's a member of the Green Lantern Corps now. Those are my two theories. I would like a Green Lantern movie. That would be cool as hell.
I would like a good Green Lantern movie.
Yes,
never
please.
Forget that we've already had a Green Lantern movie.
There was a single shot of a Green Lantern in Justice League as well. Yeah, there's a member of the Lantern Corps in there. Like, they've got this flashback scene of them fighting, of like the humans, Atlanteans, and the Amazons teaming up to fight. I think it might have been Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
Like before he comes in Justice League, like the moment they drop the mother boxes on Earth. And there's a single shot where they're like, they're describing like this great battle and all the, and like how the three kingdoms of Earth had to team up together, along with some assistance from outside of Earth. And then it's just got like a shot of a Green Lantern like whipping out a hammer and smacking some dudes. I was like, that was cool. Can I have that movie, please?
Where's my Hal Jordan?
Yeah. Like, come on, give me an actual Justice League movie, but, like, establish the people first, please?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be down for... Does Shazam become a part of the Justice League?
Yeah, Shazam is a member of the Justice League.
Because I know he's been brought up in, like, Injustice, but I'm not sure. Yeah, but that's not the most canon thing.
I know that Young Justice, which is the closest thing that I've consumed to canon...
Mm-hmm.
He is, and I think in most iterations he would be.
Okay.
It's just amusing because in Young Justice, no one knows that he's the kid.
Yeah.
He's Billy. That's so he's just hanging out with all these other teenagers, like having a good time. They're like,
what do you even do, Billy? Nothing.
This kid, no, and it's like, no, but he's this Captain Marvel, and they're like, what is this adult doing? Because they're like, oh, should we let the Young Justice dudes into the league? And they're like, and then Captain Marvel's just like sitting there nervously sweating.
Tell him you're 14.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure Captain Marvel was one of the OG members. Okay. Well, OG in certain iterations of the Justice League.
Yeah. It is interesting that they throw it that his weakness is magic.
Yeah.
That's a good touch where they actually...
Much like Superman, his weakness is magic.
Yeah. Well, Superman's also got kryptonite. Like, you can kill him with magic or kryptonite. That's one or the other. But for Shazam, they have, like, a very short, like, one line from Thaddeus that just sets it up really well, where he's just like, no weapon made of man can harm us, and then punches the shit out of Shazam.
Yeah. At least in that form.
Yeah. That's true. Did they ever show if Billy could get hurt?
Billy got beaten up at one point.
Yeah, but after becoming Shazam.
I'm pretty sure Billy still got beaten up at one point.
Okay.
I think something happened to him at once. Yeah, because he's Oh, wait, he turns back to Shazam, and he's all injured and shit.
I don't remember.
Remember? Because he's getting yelled out, yeah, and then, like, he's, like, the mother figure is also taking care of him, like, medically.
Yep, I remember that. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, that slipped my mind after he got the ever-loving shit kicked out of him by Mark Strong.
Oh my god, I love Mark Strong as a villain.
Is this the first time he's played an actual, like, super villain character, like, superpowered? Because I was trying to think of, like, all the villain roles I've seen him in, and I couldn't come up with one.
Technically not.
No?
You ever seen John Carter?
No, I haven't. That's probably where it slipped.
He's the villain in that, and he's got some sort of abilities. It's weird.
Okay, because I was thinking, like, has he been a villain in a superhero movie? And then the only thing I came up with was Kick-Ass, and I was like, Yeah, he was a villain in that, but that wasn't a superhero movie. He was just a guy. He was just a guy with money in a suit.
Batman.
Yeah, fair, but he was no.
So like in John Carter, he's not like the villain, but like he's like part of this race that isn't trying to influence the thing.
Okay,
he's like the overall villain. But yeah, no, Mark Strong is in that.
Love him.
Yeah, took me. Had to suppress the urge to start singing "Take Me Home, Country Road."
Why?
Haven't you seen Kingsman 2?
Oh, no, I haven't seen Kingsman 2.
Oh, fuck, man. You're missing out.
I am.
I'm not gonna say why, then.
Okay. I think I have a good educated guess as to why.
So what it is that Mark Strong's character...
Merlin.
Yeah, Merlin. Yeah, he steps on a landmine, I think.
Oh, shit.
And he starts singing Take Me Home, Country Road so that they'd fire at him. So it was like some sort of... It was a self-sacrificing gesture.
Okay.
So that way Eggsy and... the dude from the first one.
Oh, you mean Galahad?
Galahad. Yeah. Whatever the actor's name is, and doesn't bother.
Yeah, I don't remember, but he's great.
Yeah. So that they can go in and fight the villain.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll show you. I'll pull up a clip of it. And,
nah, not necessary now. We can do it after the show.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like after the show, man.
Okay. I should get around to watching that at some point, but meh.
Yeah, they're good films.
Hmm. Oh, I enjoyed the first one for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, anything else?
I'll take a look at my notes, see if I have any other points I want to talk about. I think we might have skimmed over this quickly, but I'm disappointed there wasn't Black Adam. I'm shocked because Black Adam was announced to be playing the role. So Dwayne The Rock Johnson was announced to be playing Black Adam ages ago.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they announced that before Batman vs. Superman came out. And he was super fucking amped to do that. And they just haven't done anything with him.
Yeah, I remember... Also, it's Colin Firth is the actor.
That's it.
Yeah. Because I remember after I saw it, we were talking about it, and you didn't even pick up that they mentioned Black Adam. It's like a super subtle...
It was a really small, like, line in there. You pointed it out, and I was like, oh, sweet. Because, they did reference him.
Yeah.
But it shocks me that at no point did they put him in. Like, the fact that they referenced him and then at no point did he appear.
Yeah, except for, like, that hologram.
Yeah, yeah. That's disappointing to me that they didn't have the...
Yeah.
Like, I'm waiting for Dwayne The Rock Johnson to get his moment in the sun of just like, here you go, we put you in the suit and we put you in the movie.
Would they need to give Dwayne The Rock Johnson a muscle suit?
They wouldn't have to, but it'd be funny if they did just to make him, like, just a monster.
See, the thing is that, like... Black Adam is sort of not like sort of the same shape as Captain Marvel sort of thing.
It's kind of like the anti Captain Marvel, basically.
Yeah, like if they put The Rock in a Black Adam suit, I think like he'd look pretty good.
Yeah.
As Black Adam.
Oh yeah,
the man is a buff,
big, huge.
But yeah, no. So yeah, there was only that really subtle Black Adam reference.
Yeah.
The only other thing I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends mentioned it to me, and I was like, holy shit, I wanted this, and I didn't even know, was all the Marvel family sitting on the thrones, just, like, chilling out.
That'd be cool.
Like, you can imagine them all, like, sitting on, like, there's chilling out on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's also one spare.
Yeah, that's true.
The seven thrones, but
yeah,
six of them.
Yeah, because you've... Well, that's the thing. One of the champions would be Black Adam, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, I just thought that was pretty good.
I also wanted to bring up... I had this in my notes, and I think I want to throw it out here. DC, a lot of their movies have things about mothers, while Marvel is a lot about fathers.
Yeah.
Interestingly, like DC, you've got... Superman has just his mother left of his family, like he doesn't have his dad.
Yeah.
Batman versus Superman, you've got Martha.
Yeah, I don't.
Where Batman and Superman discover they have the same name for their mother, and Batman has to save her. This movie, you've got Billy Batson was abandoned by his mother.
Yeah.
Who is a horrible person. Then in Marvel, you've got Thanos is Gamora and Nebula's dad, who's a horrible, abusive father.
Yeah, Tony Stark doesn't like Bucky because he killed his dad, yep. And he has a lot of daddy issues.
Yep.
Who else is there?
There was another one.
There's the whole
Peter, thing Peter Quill and his dad.
Peter Quill, the whole thing with Thor and his and yep, Loki
Thor
and their
and
dad.
Odin. Along with, yeah, Thor, Loki, and Hela, all with Odin. Yeah, yeah, basically you see like a trend here going on where Marvel's just like across the board a lot of fatherhood
daddy
stuff.
Daddy issues, mother yeah, issues.
Exactly.
Night and day. Who else is there?
I didn't realize until this movie that I'd never thought of that before.
There's like a hint of dads here and there. Like Drax is a dad whose kids died.
That's true.
Rocket's basically Groot's dad.
Yep.
Groot's last words were "dad."
Yep.
To Rocket.
Well, you say that
there's... it was "I am Groot," but still, yeah, like, that's what the Russo brothers said.
Yeah, but that's not just because the Russo brothers say that. I can't consider that entirely. I don't consider tweets after the fact entirely canon. I'll say the same thing to J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, no, like, I agree with you, but yeah, it was just, I don't know, like, definitely, I don't know whether or not adult Groot felt that way, but definitely I feel like kid Groot would.
Yeah, fair.
But yeah, that's, because they're two different people, kind of, it's weird.
It's the same entity,
yeah.
But there's, I don't know, there's some...
If I planted, like, two different bits of Groot, would two Groots form?
No, I believe it's one consciousness. The way they described it was it's one consciousness that just picked... which like sprout to appear from.
Okay, so
that's why like Rocket picks up one twig and gets a Groot instead of like a billion Groots popping up from all the broken pieces of stick.
I mean, to be fair, he also plants it. So
yeah,
the others,
I know,
he just
but
left.
Still.
They left on the Dark Aster.
The way it was explained to the way I've heard it explained is that's how it ran out.
Okay, fair. What else is there? There's yeah, there's
that's as much as I could think of, like those major daddy issues. We've got like that a lot of villain dads, you know, in Marvel.
Yeah, because there's Vulture.
Yeah, that. Oh man, you're right, Vulture.
Yeah,
fuck yeah.
What else? Who else is there? There's Norman Osborn, and you know,
don't count. Like they're not MCU characters yet. Which I'd love to see the Osborns, but anyway, we've gone a massive tangent, but I think we can call it there.
Yeah.
So next week we're looking at something very different to Shazam, where Shazam is supposedly big with superheroes. Next week we've got Watchmen?
Yeah, it's the only good Zack Snyder superhero film.
Fuck, that's... I mean, you're not entirely wrong. I like Watchmen a lot more than, as a whole, more than his other movies.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Like, the others, like, even like Man of Steel isn't bad. I don't like it, but it's not bad.
Yeah. They look good at least.
But Watchmen is actively fucking amazing.
Yeah, I really like that movie. But let's talk more about that next week.